Hi, I'm James Wedmore, host of the Mind Your Business podcast, and I've built an eight-figure-a-year company selling digital products around my knowledge and expertise. In fact, this is what I've been doing in multiple niches for the past 15 years. And if you've ever wanted to do the same, or maybe you're trying, but you can't seem to get any traction, here's how I can help. As you can guess, you need an audience if you want to sell your stuff, right? But what if I told you that you don't need a big audience? You don't need millions of followers to get started. In fact, we see that it's with just your first 100 leads where you really start getting some momentum. I mean, think about it. Imagine that you're on the stage of a room filled with just 100 people in that audience right now. That's a lot of people. You don't think that a few of them would walk up to you after your talk and ask, "Hey, how can I keep working with you?" Of course they would. And that's why I created Your First 100 Leads. It's a 14-video step-by-step training mini course that walks you through exactly how to get your first 100 leads fast. And the feedback and results from this free program have been amazing. Diane Shepherd said, "This is one of the best trainings I've ever taken." Jake Curry said, "We have had 753 people sign up for this free training. Are you kidding me?" Dan Netting said, "I'm currently going through the First 100 Leads training, and James, I gotta say, it's brilliant. This training is A to Z complete, and the best part is it's absolutely free." To register, simply click the link in the show notes of this episode. Thanks so much, and I'll see you there.
I want to preface this episode with this. It's okay not to hire a mentor. It's okay to work through things on your own. This episode is not to convince you to hire a coach or mentor. Yes, they can be life and business changing, but there's also a lot of really bad coaches out there basically just taking people's money and not delivering results. But you can't mistake that for you not taking responsibility to doing the work. Because a coach or a mentor is just there to guide you, help you make decisions for yourself, and inspire you and hold you accountable to take action on what the plan is. You are ultimately responsible for your own success, whatever success is to you. So now that we have that out of the way, let's say you know you want to work with a coach or a mentor. How do you know you have found the right coach? And how do you vet coaches or mentors to make sure they know what they're talking about? That's what we're going to be talking about today. Hey, and welcome to the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I'm Serena Shoup. I am a CPA and mom of three, and I'm running a virtual bookkeeping business mostly from my home. You're in the right place if you're a bookkeeper, accountant, or an accounting student, and you know that your purpose is bigger than sitting in a cubicle. If you're ready to learn some actionable tips and strategies to help you start and grow a bookkeeping or accounting business, I hope you stick around. So what specifically are you looking for help or support in? That's the number one question I want you to ask yourself when you're looking for a coach or a mentor, or you see a program and you're starting to get a little FOMO about joining. Ask yourself, am I specifically looking for help in what this program is promising? Is it sales? Is it marketing, pricing, legal advice, etc.? And then ask, is it something that you need to learn yourself, or should you explore hiring or outsourcing the task completely? Now, the next question I like to ask is, what style of coach are you looking for? Someone who can teach you skills or just offer advice? I kind of consider mentors more of a coach plus a teacher, someone who can guide you through decision making and also impart their own experience, skills, and knowledge on you and help you through technical things. I consider a coach someone more who focuses on helping guide you in your own decision making, but everyone has their own definition. That is just my definition. I honestly went to dictionary.com to try to like do the whole, oh, this definition is blah, 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 and the definition of a coach is blah, 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 and they're basically the same thing. All right, so let's just move on. What style of program are you looking for? Do you learn best in a live or a group format? Do you take more action when you're being held accountable by one person or a group of people? Consider what format that fits best for you. Let's offer a couple scenarios as some examples. So in scenario one, you've been in business for a while. You're at max capacity and you don't have time to show up to weekly or even bi-weekly calls with a coach or in a program, but you know you need to hire to get out of that never-ending hamster wheel. You have maybe a 5 to 10K budget. You know on the other side of getting out of the weeds, you'd be able to focus on bringing on more clients. And in this case, you might actually benefit from focusing on hiring an employee or a contractor to take things off your plate instead of adding more to your plate to perpetuate the impending burnout city that you're in. On the other hand, if you don't know the first thing about recruiting, hiring, or onboarding and retaining good people, you'll have a really hard time with this and quickly become discouraged. So in that case, you may actually need to work with a coach, a mentor, or even a consultant that can help you through that. And you're probably going to have to sacrifice a little more and attend some meetings for that. And though in scenario two, you're just starting out, you have ample time to dedicate to building your business, and you know you can build it faster with guidance. So it's just a matter of finding the right coach that you jive with and the structure of program that you want to be in. Do you want a one-on-one or a group format? Are you also looking for community? Do you want to do a self-paced course and implement it at your own speed? And when you begin intentionally and pace your growth this way, you can prevent yourself from ever ending up or getting too far into scenario one. If you don't fall into either of these scenarios and you're thinking, maybe I want a coach or a mentor, write out the specific things you are looking for support in, like I mentioned, and the style of program that you're looking for. And then let's move on to how to actually vet these options. It's really easy to get swept up in these marketing tactics that are happening online. They're short enrollment periods, and yes, I use them too, but not as a tactic. It's more that logistically, it's really draining to have a long open enrollment. And when you run a cohort style program like I do, you have to have a start date when you want everyone to start together. But anyhow, these short enrollment periods can make you feel like you have to make a quick decision. There's not transparency about pricing and all sorts of fear of missing out inducing things. It's not all bad, but sometimes it can cause you to not listen to your own judgment and join a program that you later regret. As a side note, you can always check the refund policy. If they don't have one, then I would definitely consider reaching out to them and asking about the refund policy and figuring that all out. We've actually implemented a 7-day refund policy on especially our big programs, but I'm pretty sure every one of our programs now has a refund policy in case our students decide it wasn't the right time for them, just in case there's someone who gets swept up in FOMO and realizes later on they couldn't really afford it. I don't honestly want that on my conscience, but we also have to draw the line at a certain point so people don't take advantage, come in, go through the entire course, and then ask for a refund. So there's still boundaries around that. Then go look at testimonials. Ask around in groups from people that have taken the program. Try to find out what they liked and what they didn't like about the course, the program, or the coach or instructor, and tell them what you're looking for and if they think it would be a good fit. You can also try to find out if they have successfully built what you're trying to build, whether it's an accounting business or it's more along the lines of social media or something with marketing. If the coach or mentor has a podcast, listen to it. Do you like the way they talk, their teaching style, their communication style? If you can't stand them on a podcast or a YouTube channel, you likely will have a really hard time learning from them in a coaching format. So tune into that. Also, on larger ticket programs, you can almost always get on the phone with the person before committing to buy to ask them questions and make sure that you and they are a good fit. If you can't get someone on the phone for a program that's $1,500 or more, I'd honestly look for a different program. We always offer decision support calls for our students for the accelerator program, and you can always reach out in the DMs to me. I have turned people away from the program that I didn't feel was a good fit for them, or if they expressed they needed something I couldn't offer. In one case, someone was well beyond who my program is designed for. They had been in business for multiple years, had a huge client roster, and they were looking for the magic bullet course to solve all their problems. And what she shared with me was that she'd been through almost all the programs out there and still wasn't seeing results. So I recommended she work one-on-one with someone. She needed major accountability and one-on-one support and guidance on breaking through some specific things that I don't think that she would have found in a group program if she had not already found that. In other words, something that she clearly wasn't getting in the group format. And at that time, I wasn't offering one-on-one mentoring, and I still only do it sparingly. Then, are you looking for accountability or community? Will the program have either of these aspects built in? And how important is that for you? If you're looking for a community and an accountability, maybe a group program is more in line with what you need. So I want to know, have you ever invested in a program and regretted it later? I know I have. Although with everything, I still try to view it as a learning experience. Enrolling in courses I regretted actually allowed me to design a better experience for my own students because I knew what I didn't want to do and how I didn't want to make people feel. So let's recap. And if you haven't taken notes or jotted down your own ideas yet, now's a good time to grab a pen and paper and write these questions down, whether you're currently looking for a coach, program, or a mentor, or expect to look for one in the future. Number one, what are you specifically looking for support in? Number two, do you need to learn it yourself or should you outsource and free up more of your time? Number three, what style of coach are you looking for? More of a mentor, someone who is going to look at your work and help you with tactical things, or someone who is going to more so offer advice and guidance on bigger decisions? Number four, what style of program are you looking for? How do you learn best? Is it a group format? Is it a one-on-one? Is it a blend of the two? Number five, are there actually testimonials or other students who have experienced working with this coach or mentor or taking the program? And have they built what you're trying to build? Number six, are you looking for accountability or community? I hope this episode was helpful once again, especially if you're considering working with a mentor or a coach. And we'll talk again next week, my friend. Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Shoup. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout. And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Embrace ambition.